going to sing some songs today. How's everybody excited about that? Yeah? So who knows? I'm in right, out right, upright, down right, happy all the time. Who knows that? Raise your hand if you know that. You know that? Who knows it? All right. You know, Samuel, you know that? Do you, come up here. I need some help. Come on up here. Come right up here, buddy. We're going to need some help. Oh, this won't work. I'm going to have a label because I might use my hands too much, man. Sorry. All right. Come here, Samuel. Right there. Let's put your sword right over here. All right. And who else knows this song? William? All right. You come on up over here by Samuel. Who? I need a lady. Who knows which girls? Oh, you drove a long way, so you can come up here. Miss McGarry, come on up here. All right, come on up here. All right. You want me to put that on now?
I need to put it on.
Okay, I'll put it on. This is this basically like the trumpet was back in the old days? Is that the?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
It's a new age trumpet.
It's a new age trumpet, all right. All right, are we excited? So everybody knows this song? And how does it go? I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. All right, so give yourself some room. You need to come over on this side maybe. So all right, you're good? All right, get yourself wide. Wow, you can hear me on the speakers. All right, lots of room, all right. Lots of room, all right. Let's go, Brother Matt. I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. Since Jesus Christ came in and cleansed my heart from sin, I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. All right, hang on. Who doesn't know this song? Does anybody not know this? All these people know the song. Don't know the song. All right, well, we're going to sing it. You don't know the song, Sophie? All right. We're going to sing it a couple more times, and then we're going to speed it up. Who likes to speed it up?
Me?
All right. Here we go. I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. Since Jesus Christ came in and cleansed my heart from sin, I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. One more time. I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. Since Jesus Christ came in and cleansed my heart from sin, I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. Nothing? Don't know the song? All right, well, one more time, because we're going to get ready to speed it up. I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. Since Jesus Christ came in and cleansed my heart from sin, I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. Cause I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. Since Jesus Christ came in and cleansed my heart from sin, I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. Faster? I'm just happy. Yeah? All right, here we go. I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. Jesus Christ came in and cleansed my heart from sin. I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. One more time! I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. Since Jesus Christ came in and cleansed my heart from sin, I'm in right, out right, up right, down right, happy all the time. Yeah! Good job! You guys can grab your seat. Was that good, Theo? Did you like that? All right, we're going to sing the next one. It's Climb, Climb Up Sunshine Mountain. Right here, Samuel. Right there, buddy. There you go. Right here. Boom, boom, right there. Grab your seat. All right, who knows Climb, Climb Up Sunshine Mountain? Heavenly breezes blow. Climb. You know that song? You want to come on up? Can you come up and help? Eliza, you want to come up? You can help. Who else knows that song? You? You know that song? Are you sure? All right, come on up here. Wow, I like that unicorn horn you got going on there. That's pretty impressive. All right. All right. All right. Are we ready there, Brother Matt? So climb, climb up Sunshine Mountain, heavenly breezes blow. Climb, climb up Sunshine Mountain, faces all aglow. Smile, turn, turn from, turn around and doubting, look up to the sky. Climb, climb up Sunshine Mountain, you and I. We got to do the actions or it's not fun. Do you like doing the actions? I like doing the actions too. It makes it way more fun. All right, one more time. Climb, climb up Sunshine Mountain, heavenly breezes blow. Climb, climb up Sunshine Mountain, faces all, faces smile. Turn, turn, turn from sin and doubting, look up to the sky. So climb, climb up Sunshine Mountain, you and one more time. We'll climb, 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 young man, you're gonna fall. Heavenly breezes blow. Climb, climb up Sunshine Mountain, faces smile big. Now turn, turn, turn from sin and doubting, look up to the sky. Climb, climb up Sunshine Mountain, you and I. Good job, guys. You can take your seats. Thank you. Good job. That was fantastic. Who likes green? Who likes the color green in here? Anybody like the color green? Like the, who likes camouflage? Anybody like the camouflage? You know, who wears camouflage? Who wears camouflage? Who are the men that wear camouflage and the women? Who? Army men. That's right. That's exactly right. And we are in whose army? God's army. The Lord's army, all right? So who's ever sang that song, I'm in the Lord's army? Anybody know that? Anybody know? Who? You guys know that? You guys know that? You know that? If you've came up already once, right? Have you came? You want to come up and lead at the front? You want to come and help? All right, Miss Catherine, come on over here. Come on up here. Right there, that's perfect. That's good. You can stand on the top step. Who? Annabelle, you want to come? Okay, why don't you stand by Miss Catherine over on that side? Who else? Guys, I need some men here. Yes, you are a wonderful man, and you've done a good job already. Anybody else? Come on. Oh, Cohen, you want to come up? Come on up, Cohen. You want to come up? All right, come on. Come on, buddy. You want to come too? All right, come on up. We'll get you the next time. All right, come on up. Right here, Samuel. Come on, grab a seat right there. All right, come on up, guys. We're going to do on this side. You guys can stand right here so we can get... Do you guys know I may never march in the infantry? Ride in the cavalry? Shoot the artillery? I may never fly over the enemy? All right, give yourself space. All right, you guys may need to spread out for this. All right, we ready? All right. Well, I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly o'er the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may fly or the ground, but I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, one more time. I may never be. Thank you. I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may
time?
Yeah.
Yeah, one more time.
I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly or the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly or the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir.
Good job, guys. Big hands. Come on down there, guys. Come on down. We're going to go back to our seats. Good. All right. We're going to learn a song that we sing here every year for Bible Adventures. Now, it's been a couple years since we've had Bible Adventures last, so some of you probably weren't old enough to sing it before, and some of you may not remember it. Do you remember it? Do you remember it? Okay. Jeremy, can you put that up? Hello, my friends. Do you remember that one, Harrison? You don't remember it? Do you remember it, Emmanuel? You don't remember it either? Do you remember it, Lily? Oh, good. Somebody remembers it. All right. So, do you guys know it? You don't know it. Your mom's the one that asked me to sing it, so I hope you know it. We're good. All right. Hello. Actually, Abigail, could you come up and help me sing? Lily? You can come up and help too, Lily. Big round of applause for Lily. I need some people that know this song. Who else knows the song? Oh, nobody else wants to put their hands up. All right, all right. Sorry, Lily. Didn't mean to embarrass you. Abigail, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Matt? Yeah, Matt does.
Hello again. We're here with all our friends. It's good, so good, to praise the Lord and sing together. Hallelujah, hallelujah to our King. It's so good to be together and say hello again. All right, we're going to do it again. We're going to do it several times until we know the song. Hello again. It's here with all our friends. We're good, so good, to praise the Lord and sing together. Hallelujah, hallelujah to our King. It's so good to be together and say hello again. This is one of those songs that we get to sing faster and faster. Who likes fast songs? All right. Well, that means that you have to sing. You like super fast songs? Like super duper duper fast? All right. Well, we can do the super duper fast, but we got to sing it again. All right. Hello again. We're here with all our friends. It's good, so good, to be the Lord and sing together. Hallelujah, hallelujah to our King. It's so good to be together and say hello again. One more time, faster. Hello again, we're here with all our friends. It's good, so good, to praise the Lord and sing together. Hallelujah, hallelujah to our King. It's so good to be together and praise the Lord again. We're going to go even faster. Who wants to go faster? Anybody want to go faster? All right, here we go. Hello again. We're here with all our friends. It's good, so good, to praise the Lord and sing together. Hallelujah, hallelujah to our King. It's so good to be together and say hello again. One more time. Hello again. We're here with all our friends. We're good, so good, to praise the Lord and sing together. Hallelujah, hallelujah to our King. It's so good to be together and say hello again.
Good job. Thank you, helpers. You guys can grab your seats. All right. How are we doing on time? Oh, we got a few more minutes. Who wants to keep singing? Yeah, all right. Who's excited to get to play today? So, who saw the tents and the buildings in the back? Did you see anybody? Did you see those? Those are pretty cool, weren't they? So do you know what they were built on? They were built on solid ground. Because what happens if you build a building on sand? Thank you, Arne. It falls apart. That's exactly right. And when does it fall apart? When the rain. The wind and the rains. That's exactly right. That's right. So we're going to sing the wise men build. Where did the wise men build his house? You guys are on the rock. That's right. The wise men built his house on the rock. What did the foolish man build it on? The sand. That's right. Where do we want to build our house? And the Lord Jesus Christ, right? All right. All right, we ready? Who wants to come in? Who knows this song? Wants to help that hasn't been up yet? You not been up? Come on up. Come up. Who hasn't been up yet? Mr. Green, come on up. Come on up. Yeah, yeah, you. You want to come and help? You can come up, huh? Come on up. You want to come up? Have you been up already? All right. Have you been up yet? You want to come up? All right, come on up. You want to come up? Come on up, Matthew. Come on up, buddy. You betcha. You already came up, didn't you? All right. Catherine, you already came up. Anybody else that didn't come up? Oh, young man. What's your name? Jonas. Hi, I'm Benjamin. Nice to meet you. You ready for this? Remember the actions? You know the actions? All right, how old are you? Okay, you're not too old. All right, I was a little afraid you were too old. Oh, almost seven. Well, we'll let you slide this time. Come on up, buddy. All right, Matthew and Jonas, can you guys come on this side? And Mr. Green, what's your name? I didn't even see your name tag there, buddy. Caden? That's Green. Is that it, your name? Landon. Oh, I didn't see the L. I'm sorry. I didn't see it. I'm getting old. All right, come on over here, Landon. All right, you guys know the actions? The wise man built his house upon the rock. All right, so we're going to do this. Everybody know the actions? Wise men built this house upon the rock. All right. And then the rains came tumbling down. The rains came down and the floods came up. And then the rains came down and then the floods came up. The house stood firm. It was a good thing. All right. Wise men built his house upon the rock. The wise men built his house upon the rock. The wise men built his house upon the rock. And the rain came tumbling down. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. But the house on the rock stood firm. Now what did the foolish man? The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. Man built his house upon the sand, and the rains came tumbling down. The rains came down, and the floods came up. The rains came down, and the floods came up. The rains came down, and the floods came up. And the house on the sand went smash! Smash! That isn't good, was it? That's no good. So build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ. So build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ. So build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the blessings will come down. Now the blessings will come down as your prayers go up. The blessings will come down as your prayers go up. Wants to do it one more time. No, no, not faster, just one more time. Not you, all right, we'll do it one more time. How are you guys are doing a good job. You're welcome. You have really good manners. That's lovely. All right. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the rain. The rains came down and the floods came up. But the house
house on the rock stood firm. Now the foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rains came tumbling loud. Now the rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came, good job, and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. And the house on the sand went smash! So build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ. So build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ. So build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the blessings will come down. So the blessings will come down as your prayers go up. The blessings will come down as the prayers go up. The blessings will come down as the prayers go up. So build your house on the Lord. Good job, guys. Thank you, everybody. Grab your seats. Come on down. Where's Andrew? Are we supposed to still go longer? I was told to stop at 10. We're at 10. We can sing another. Who wants to sing another song? I got lots of songs to sing. All right. You want to sing one more song? All right. Let's sing. Who knows the Bible? Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the... What does it spell? What does Bible spell? Bible. That's right. That's right. Good job. You want to come up front, Miss Gross? Come on up. You can come up. Sure. Come on up. Come on up. You want to come up too? All right. Come on up. You can come up too. Henry, you want to come up? Come on up there, buddy. Henry, come on up. You can come up. Rebecca, you can come up. Caroline, did you want to come up? You sure? This is your last chance. We're going to sing one more and then did we get... Yeah, I was looking. We're good. One more. Okay, all right. The B-I-B-L-E. Oh, you want to come up? No? All right, go on. B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, Bible. All right, let's wait, hang on just a second, because we're not all singing it the same way. We got to, so it goes B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, and then you yell, what do you yell? Bible! That's right. Yell Bible. We got to yell it really loud, okay? Got to get our lots of air into our lungs. You did very loud? Thank you. You did really good, too. All right, here we go. One more time. Well, the B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, Bible. Wow, that was good. That's so good. We just should do it one more time, don't you think? I really like it when you get those arms pumping too. Bible! Yeah! Bible! Alright, you ready? The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. Bible! Alright, good job, guys. Grab a seat, come on down. You guys can all sit down. Grab a seat. You guys did a fantastic job this morning. Did everybody have fun?
Yeah!
Yeah? Is everybody excited?
Yeah!
All right. So, is everybody ready to take a nap?
Yeah!
Yeah, everybody's tuckered out. Yeah, me too. You're not ready to take a nap. You're ready to go play some games? Yeah? And get to meet your leaders, your group leaders? It'll be really exciting. All right, well, we're going to be here in just a minute when somebody comes out to take over here. How many of the Joshua and Caleb at the blocks, is that what you said? Could be. That's possible. There's a very strong possibility that could happen. That's a very good guess, Mr. Samuel. Yeah, that was very good. All right. So who has driven the farthest from here? Who drove the longest? All right. Where did you guys come from? South Carolina. Where in South Carolina? Where? Beaufort, South Carolina. That's a long ways. Anybody else? Where did you come from?
Texas.
Texas. Wow. Did you drive? Yeah. Yes. That's an affirmative. Yes. Where did you come from? North Carolina. That's a good place to come from. Where did you come from? Washington, D.C. 6 hours. Washington, D.C. That's great. Where did you come from? Florida. Wow. How was the drive? Long, was it? Where in Florida did you guys come from? Jacksonville. That's a great place. How about you, young man? South Carolina as well. Where? Ladies Island. Ooh, that's pretty down there. That's a really pretty place. Anybody else? Where did you come from? Kansas. Wow. That's another long ways. Did you drive? Drove all the way from Kansas. That's fantastic. Anybody else? All right. Another. Well, is this Joshua? Yo, Joshua, what's up?
I am.
Hey, man, what's up?
God bless you.
Looking good. That's quite the butter knife you have there.
Thank you.
Is that hard to, butter your toast in the morning when you're doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
You ever accidentally get a little paper cut?
You want to try it?
No. Okay. I don't know if I'm strong enough to even pick it up. No, that looks really big. Looks good. All right. Joshua's going to take over.
Hello, children. How are we this morning? That didn't sound like you're doing very good. Wow. That sounded good. That sounded really good. Do you know why we're here this morning? We've got to cross Jordan. That's why I came this morning. I came this morning to tell you we're going to cross a river today. And the same God who was with Moses is going to be with us. Does anybody who know who Moses was? Well, who was Moses? Somebody tell me who Moses was. That's right. Guess where I was born? In Egypt. I was born there. I was born there, in Goshen. Actually, I was Moses' servant. And I had a mom and dad. What's your parent? What's your mom and dad?
Crystal and Daniel.
Crystal and Daniel? You're the daughter of Crystal and Daniel? What are you?
Julia and Jeremy.
That's your mom and dad? Mm-hmm. Wow. And you?
Melody and Matthew.
Melody and Matthew. So what's your name?
Alethea.
Wow. What's your name?
Sayuli.
Wow. What's your mom and dad's name?
She forgot.
I know.
Well, guess what? Do you know who my mom and dad was? I'm the son of none. So,
what are we talking about again?
What's your mom and dad's name?
Matt and Tammy.
And what's your name?
Berlin.
Wow. Well, I'm Joshua, and I'm the son of Nun. That's my mom and dad, the son of Nun. But I was Moses' servant. And you know what I seen? I seen us get led out of Egypt, and we came to a Red Sea. How many knows what the Red Sea is? What was it? Somebody tell me. What was it? It was the sea. It was a raging sea. Actually, it was 14 miles across. But we crossed that. And you know what you couldn't do? You couldn't swim. There was no way to swim. It was 14 miles across. And it was a raging sea. Massive waves. Massive winds. But God had led us out of Egypt. We were slaves down in Egypt. But God had led us out. Miracles God gave to Moses, his prophet. But we left Egypt. And you know who was chasing us to come and kill us? Pharaoh's army.
Do you want to say something?
That's right. That's right. We actually had Pharaoh's army behind us. And he was coming to destroy us. We had already left Egypt. We had already been given the promise. Moses was there. We were there. But there was one thing in front of us that was impossible to cross. It was a massive ocean. The Red Sea. That's right. Massive. 14 miles across. Raging waves. And there was an army of soldiers. And they hated us. You know what? Pharaoh hated us. He wanted us killed. We were his slaves. But he let us go. But then he started regretting his decision of what he did. And now we were on the run. And now we came to this massive Red Sea with Moses. And I was there. I watched it. I stood right there. And all of the people, everybody, started crying. And we were panicked. We were afraid. Because what would you do? You have Pharaoh's army behind you. You see this sword? Let me show you something. Oh, that's a sword. That's a sword. We didn't have these, though. We had nothing. You know what we had? Shovels. That's what we had. We had nothing to fight with. But we had to cross the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army was behind us, and there was a massive sea in front of us. So you know what we did? We cried. We screamed. We yelled. We panicked. We didn't know what was going to happen. Why did God take us out of Egypt? Only to let us be destroyed at the Red Sea? But then God spoke, and God said to Moses, "Don't cry. Speak and go forward." And Moses took his staff, and he took that staff and he planted it in the Red Sea. And when he did, all of the waters stood up. And we crossed on dry land. On dry land. You know what happened next? We came out of the water. And guess what? Pharaoh's army was still behind us. And they were still coming to destroy us. That's right. That's right. And we stood on the other side. And God said, these Egyptians who bothered you and tormented you, you'll see them no more forever. And all of the water came over and destroyed Pharaoh's army. Sounds like a cool story, huh? Sounds pretty cool, right? Well, I got bad news. That wasn't all that happened. You see, we left there and we went through the wilderness and we were following Moses. And all of the people started grumbling and complaining. And I mean, we had it made. We had it made. Every single morning, manna from heaven would fall down. We'd eat that manna from God. You know, our sandals that we wore, you see my sandals here today, these Egyptian sandals that I have on? You notice something about these sandals? They're not worn. They're not torn. They're not broken. Because God preserved everything for us. He fed us. He gave us drink. He kept our sandals in good shape. But everybody started murmuring and complaining against Moses. And finally, God said, these people, none of them is going to see the promised land. None of them. All of them. And you know what? All of those people who came out of Egypt with me and Caleb, they all died. And me and Caleb, we're the only ones left. Out of all of those people, we're the only ones here. And you know what God told me? God told Moses, I'm gonna select Joshua, me. Now, I don't want y'all to misunderstand. I have this big sword, but I'm not Moses. I'm not special. I'm just like one of you guys. I'm just like you. But God chose me. And God said, Joshua, your servant, is going to lead the people into the promised land. That's the whole reason we left Egypt. We left Egypt because there's a promised land. Did y'all see Jericho out there? Do you see the walls of Jericho on the other side? Has anyone seen that yet? Oh, yeah. Wait till you go out there and see it. You know what that is? That's your land. That's your promised land. What's that? You saw me build it? No, I didn't build it. Yeah. But you know what? You know what? Over on the other side of Jordan, that's your promised land. That's my promised land. That's why I came out of Egypt. I didn't come out of Egypt to die. I came out of Egypt to possess what God promised me. But you know what? Can I be honest with y'all today? I was scared. Yeah. I was really scared. I was nervous. You know what I said? Why would God choose me? Me? Why would He choose me? Why not Moses? But God wasn't going to let Moses. And I'm actually pretty heavy-hearted today because Moses actually died. Yeah. It's pretty sad. But you know what? God chose me. And God chose Caleb. And God said, you'll go possess the land because I've promised it to you. But I was afraid. I was really afraid. Anybody ever here been afraid of anything?
I'm scared of desert animals.
You're scared of desert animals? They're scary, huh? Like what kind of animals?
Like dinosaurs.
Like dinosaurs.
And lions.
Yeah.
And bears. Yes, and bears. But I also shoot arrows at them.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we should do. Lions and bears and dinosaurs. We got to shoot arrows at them.
Too.
Also what?
Musket guns.
I've never heard of a musket gun.
Well, I have.
I haven't.
Well, I also shoot bullets at them.
Wow. I don't know what country you're from, man, but I would like to see your weapons. You know what weapon I use to kill lions and bears? This right here. A sword. Anybody else afraid of anything? Keep thinking. What are you?
Dinosaurs and snakes.
Snakes. I hate snakes. What are you afraid of?
Spiders and snakes also.
Oh, spiders and snakes also. What are you afraid of?
Spiders.
What kind of spiders?
All
spiders. Yeah. Yeah, I feel the same exact way. What are you afraid of?
Woofers.
Woofers. Yeah, me too. Yep, woofers are very scary. Very scary. Yeah. What are you afraid of?
Dead skeletons.
Dead skeletons. Uh-oh. What are you afraid of?
The devil.
The devil. Well, you know what? There's a lot of things to be afraid of. Lots of things. And I want to tell you guys something today. There's a lot over there in that land that God's promised us. And there was a lot of people afraid. Lots. Lots of people afraid. In fact, Moses had us go spy out the land. Yeah, you'd believe that? I was a spy. Anybody know what a spy is?
A spy goes and finds stuff out secretly.
That's exactly right. And me and Caleb, 10 others from every tribe of Israel, God chose us and said, I want you to go out and spy out the land and see whether it be a good land. And you know what we seen when we went over to that land? I didn't see spiders. I didn't see snakes, but I seen something much scarier. Giants. Giants. How many knows what a giant is? That's right. Somebody that tries to kill you. Yeah. That's a giant. You know what? I seen giants. Caleb, did you see any giants? Oh, yeah. Lots of giants. You know what, though? I'm not afraid of giants. You know why I'm not afraid anymore? Because Moses told me, be strong. Be courageous. For God will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And the same God that was with Moses is going to be with you. You know why I'm not afraid? Because God fights my battles. God said it over and over again. Joshua, he told me, don't be afraid nor dismayed. Be thou strong and very courageous. Did you know that if we're going to go possess that land over there, we're going to have to be strong. You know what it means to be strong? You know what it means to be courageous? Can somebody tell me what it means to be courageous? You don't know what that means? Somebody? Uh-oh, we got some over here.
It means to have a lot of courage.
To have a lot of courage.
You already said it.
Okay, say it again.
To have a lot of courage.
That's right, to have a lot of courage.
To be brave.
To be brave. That's what's important. And that's why I'm here today to tell you guys, we're going to go take Jericho. We're going to go take the promised land. But I want to give you guys the words from Moses. Be brave. Be strong. Be courageous. You know why? Because God's with us. I want you guys all to say, God's with us. God's with us. Everyone say, be brave.
Be brave.
For God is with us. Oh, that wasn't very brave sounding. Say, be brave.
Be brave.
For God is with us.
God.
That's good. Be thou strong and very courageous. For God is with us. And you know what? You don't have to be afraid of those fears. All you guys told me what you're afraid of? Woofies? Yeah. You don't have to be afraid of woofies. Because God, do you know that? Do you know God is with you? Do you know how big God is? Do you know what I seen God did to the Egyptians? You know what I seen? When I seen those giants, I seen one big head that I could cut off with my sword. You know what, though? I didn't understand this because the other guys, man, Caleb, they were shaking in their boots. They were scared. Caleb will tell you, they were running for their life. They seen the same giants we seen. They seen the same guys that we seen, big and strong. You know what they said? They said, we look like ants compared to those giants. You know what I seen? I seen a God who's bigger than any giant, bigger than any spider, bigger than any snake, bigger than the dark. Bigger than woofus, bigger than anything. But now,
all of those people who died, but God has raised you up. And you know what God's telling you? Take the land. It's yours. You can possess it. You can possess it. Do you know what? Whatever fear you have today, whatever thing that you're scared of today, whatever thing you want to name, God's bigger than your fears. God's bigger than whatever you're scared of. No matter what you guys want to name here today, my God's bigger than any of those fears. Bigger than any of those scary things, scary thoughts, scary people. Bigger than dinosaurs.
I also know how to kill them with swords.
You do?
Yeah.
Show me.
I go, schwack.
Schwack. Do that.
And then all of the dinosaurs, and then they fall.
That's right. That's right. Because God's with us. So we're going to cross Jordan. You know what? Moses had a Red Sea to cross. You guys might not have seen it, but outside is a Jordan River. We got to cross it. We got to cross it. We got to get over that river. You know what God told us, though? God said, wherever your foot touches, that's your possession. Wherever your foot touches, that's your possession. So God may not do it like he did for Moses. God may not come down with the staff and part the waters. But God's asking you and you and you and you to step in the water. Step in the water. And to be strong and very courageous. There's giants in that land. Steve, Caleb, you want to tell us about those?
Got my own. My name is Caleb. Does everyone know who I am? Now that you know who I am, I want to tell you a little bit about my story, because I'm a very serious person, and I don't have time for jokes or laughing, because there's something very serious about to happen. So be careful and not laugh around me. I'll talk to you later. My name is Caleb, and I was born in Egypt. And I came out of Egypt with Moses. How many of you know who Moses is? Joshua was just talking about him. He led us all out of a horrible place where we were all in captivity. I was a very young child. But he led us all out of that evil place, out of Egypt. And then, like Joshua was saying, we all came up to a place called the Red Sea. And we crossed the Red Sea, like he said. And miraculous things happen. All these great things happen. And then we came to a place called Canaan. Do you know what that place is? It's right outside the door. How many of you, Joshua asked you if you saw Jericho. Only a few of you have seen Jericho. Jericho is a monstrosity of a building that should not be there because Moses promised it to us. But who told Moses that it was ours? God. God is the one that led us out of Egypt. And God is the one that led us to Canaan. So, I was there with Joshua, 10 other men, and you may see them today. I try not to speak to them too much because they make me really angry. But Joshua and I were there with 10 other men. And Moses said, why don't you guys go over to Canaan and see what's there? Because God promised us the land. God promised us Canaan. Now remember, Canaan is right outside the door. It's right over there. It's across the Jordan that Joshua was just talking about. Why should we want to live in Canaan? It's not free because we have to fight for it. We want to live in Canaan because that's where Father Abraham was promised to live. Father Abraham was told that his seed would live there. And we are all sons of Abraham. Now, I'm not a Jew. All of you are Jews. But my mother was a Jew. My father was named Jephunneh, and he was a Kenizzite. So people look at me kind of funny. They look at me kind of weird because I'm not a Jew. But because my mother was a Jew, I can walk with Joshua, and I have the same promise that God gave Abraham. Moses operated on the same promise. Does everybody understand? So, we're standing in front of Canaan with a promise from God that Canaan is our land. We were supposed to live there, but we're not there anymore. So now we want to go back into the land. We want to live where Jericho is right now. Does everybody understand? We want to live there because God gave us a promise to live there. But many, many years ago, 40 years ago, guess how old I am? Guess how old I am? Somebody said, how old am I? 20
years old. What? 20 years old.
I am 85 years old. Today, I'm 85 years old. Do you know that Joshua is a similar age? We're pretty old. 40 years ago, that's a long time. 40 years ago, we went across into Jordan and we spied out the land. And you know what we found there? It was an amazing place. There's grass all over the place. And there's trees all over the place. The land flowed with milk and honey. It's like the land flowed with candy bars. It was an amazing place. There was all kinds of things there. There were grapes that were just huge, massive grapes. There was all kinds of fruit, fruit I had never even seen. But there were giants, massive giants. And so when we came back, like Joshua was talking about, when we came back, all of the 10 guys and Joshua and myself, and we stood in front of Moses. Who is Moses? He led us out of Egypt and led us through the wilderness, right? So when we came back in front of Moses 40 years ago, we said, Moses, the land is flowing with milk and honey. But the other 10 guys that were with Joshua and I, you know what they said? They said, those are big giants. They almost said that they were dinosaurs. But you know what? I eat dinosaurs for breakfast. I can squash any spider that you put in front of me. I could throw a spear at a snake from 100 yards away and hit it. I'm pretty aggressive. Those other guys said that the giants were too big. So they were basically afraid of the spiders. They were afraid of the snakes. They were afraid of all the other stuff. And so they didn't want to go in and take the land. So we were right in front of the land, Canaan. And then all of a sudden, they didn't want to go in and take it because they were afraid of all the things that were in there. That really made me mad. And you know what I said? Anybody know what I said? I said, we are more than able to go in there and take the land. Not because we're stronger than all the giants, because we're smaller than all the giants. We were more than able to take the land because God said that we could take the land. How many of you believe in God? You all believe in God. Very good. When he says something, does he mean it? Well, he said something through the prophet Moses. When he was leading us out of the wilderness, he said that Canaan land is yours. So do you think that God means it? Jericho, across in Canaan, did everybody see it? Everybody listen to me. Did everybody see it? Now listen, I'm very serious about this. Because this is important to me. I had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years because someone didn't take it seriously. Everybody see Canaan over there? God said that that was ours. And you just said that you believed in God. So do you believe that we can go take it? Well, here we are after 40 years, and I'm 85 years old. I'm a really old guy. I was really young back then, but now I'm really old. But you know what? If God gives you a promise, does he change it?
No.
Joshua, do you remember God changing the promise? I don't remember God changing the promise. He told us that Canaan was ours to take. But did anyone see Jericho over there? Some of you did see it. That means that the giants are still in Canaan. You know what that means? That means that we still have to defeat them. So even though it's been 40 years, I think that we can still defeat the giants. How do you think we're going to do that? Well, how do you think we're going to do that? If the giants are bigger than us, then what do we need to defeat the giants? We need God. Do you think that God is still on our side?
Yes.
Is he not the God of Israel?
He is the God of Israel.
And we are Israel, aren't we, Joshua? We are Israel. Is everyone listening to me? I don't think you're all taking me very seriously. God gave you a promise, and he gave me a promise that we could take Jericho, we could take Canaan land. Do you think we can do it?
Yes.
Then I say we go take it. I say we go take it. I think that we can because God said we could. And I think that God is bigger than any giant out there. He's bigger than any dinosaur that you could ever think up. Do you think he could squash a snake? A spider? Then all we have to do is believe him. Do you know what believing is? How many of you think that I can raise my hand like this? I think I can. I just raised my hand. I believe that I could, and I knew that I could, and I raised my hand. It's as simple as that. If you believe that God can fight for you, then I think that we can take Canaan. Who's with me? Who wants to take Canaan? Do you think that we can defeat the giants? Do you think that we can take back Jericho just like God said we could? I fight with Joshua. Joshua, who do you fight with? Then come and let's take the land. I think that we can take the mountain. Joshua, you want to tell us how we can do it? I stand with you.
How many is ready to take the land? I think like two of you are ready to take the land. How many is ready to take our land? I got news for you. There's people over there. There's people called Hittites, Perizzites. There's people. There's people in the land. In your land. Can I ask you something? Do you let anyone else use your toothbrush?
No.
No? Do you let
people use your toothbrush?
No way.
Why not?
Gross.
That's gross. Do you let people use your toothbrush?
No.
No?
No.
Do you?
No.
Why not?
Because it's gross, I guess.
Give me another reason. It's not just gross. It's yours, right? No one's going to take my stuff. Hey, you know what? This is mine. Can I take that? Why not? We'll take it because why?
Because it's mine.
So take it back. There you go. Can I take that? No? Why not?
It's mine.
That's right. So let me tell you what is also yours. That land is yours. It's yours. And I'm not going to let no Hittite. I'm not going to let no Jebusite. I'm not going to let no termite. I'm not going to let any ite take my land. I won't let them take my toothbrush. I won't let them take my... How many here ate breakfast today? Did you let anybody take your breakfast?
No.
Why?
Because it's mine.
That's right. I want you to say, it's mine. Oh, a lot better than that. Say, it's mine. Say, it's my land. God gave it to me. And the devil can't have it. Oh, that sounds good. Say it again. The devil can't have it. We're going to take the land. Are you ready to take the land? Are you ready to drive out the Jebusites? Are you ready to drive out the Hittites? Are you ready to take your sword and slay the enemy? You know what we're going to do? We're going to cross over Jordan. And then we're going to drive out the Jebusites. Drive out the Hittites. Drive out the Perizzites. Because that's our property and that's our land. And God promised it to us. And you know what God told us? You know what God told us? God said, you're not to even let anyone live. You're not to even let their pictures stay. I want you to destroy all their pictures, all their images. I want you to completely annihilate them. That's what we're going to do. We're going to annihilate them. You want to tell us, Caleb, more about it?
Who here knows what annihilate means? What does annihilate mean?
Kill or destroy.
That's pretty harsh. God wants us to annihilate Jericho. Why do you think he wants us to annihilate him? What? Because it's evil.
Because they took our land. That's right.
Because they took our land. You know what? When we were at Kadesh Barnea with Moses a long time ago, he said, it's not because you are righteous. It's not because of your righteousness. You know what he said? You know what God said? Is everybody listening? He says it's because the people are wicked. It's not just because they're in our land. It's because the people are wicked. But we listen to God's word, right? We all have to listen to God's word. So if they're not listening to God's word and God is angry with them, then God has commissioned us to utterly kill and destroy. Now I have my spear, I have my sword, Joshua has his massive sword. But we have to know how God wants us to fight, right? Because if we go ahead and do it without hearing from the Lord, then we might not know exactly how God wants us to do it, right? So how are we going to know what to do? How do you think? Someone give me an idea. How could we find out what God wants us to do? We can pray. We can say, Lord, how do you want us to do this? Because he gave us the promise, right? But like I just said, he gave us the promise and he wants us to do it, right? Is everyone listening? If God gave us a promise, then he wants us to do it, right? Everyone say yes. If God gave us the promise, then he wants us to do it. So we have to pray and say, Lord, how do we do it? But God already gave Joshua an answer. And he said, we're going to cross over the Jordan, but we have to have an ark with us, right? We have to have the Ark of the Covenant. Who knows what the Ark of the Covenant is? It's where God dwells. So God has to go before us. So what we have to do then is carry the ark, and it has to go, and it has to be put before us. How many have seen the Ark of the Covenant? Has anyone ever seen it? Do you know what it looks like? Cherubims. That's very good, Arne. Do you know of anybody that's ever touched the ark? Who touched the ark? Who's touched the ark? There was a guy named Uzzah who touched the ark, right?
And he died.
He touched it when God told him not to touch it. And he died right away. So it has to be carried very carefully. So Levites have to carry it. Now, I am from the tribe of Judah. But the Levites are a special tribe. And when they carry the ark, then what they do is they have to carry it on their shoulders. And then what we have to do is make them go before us, because God has to go before us. Why does God have to go before you?
Because he's greater than us.
Because he's greater than us. God knows what to do, and God will fight your battles for you. Now, I believe I am a very fierce warrior. I'm 85 years old, and I can still go across, and I still have the gumption to go over there to Jericho and kill everybody. I think we can do it. I think we can annihilate Jericho. Do you? I think that we can lay waste to Jericho so that there's nothing standing. I think we can make it completely fall to the ground. Do you guys think we can? Well, we have to rely on the Lord to do that, right? The Lord has to tell us how we can fight and how Jericho can fall completely to the ground. So that's what we're going to do. Joshua is our leader. And God will speak to us through Joshua. How many of you think that God will speak to us through him? Nobody thinks that God will speak through Joshua? Everyone say, yes. I believe that God can speak to us through Joshua. And he will. And he'll tell us how we can defeat Jericho. Do you guys still want to make Jericho fall down? It's our commission. We have to make it fall down because it's our land. Who wants to go take it? Let's go take Jericho. Joshua, come and lead us across.
It's time to take our land. Sound the shofar. Okay, let's try that again. We're going to say, hoorah! Go ahead, brother. Oh, I need more excitement than that. We're going to go take the land. I want to hear this side only. Yeah, that was okay. Wait, let's do this side. Okay, now this side. I think you guys are all ready to take the land. Come with me. Bring in the ark. Shh. It's the Ark of the Covenant.
Excellent. You guys ready for some crafts and games? Yeah. All right. A few little minor things I want you all to talk about. Stay with your leaders. Stay with your groups. Okay? I'm going to call you up in a little bit by groups. So when I say your color, if that's your color, you're going to get together and you're going to go with your leaders and go, okay? All right. Two things. There's bathrooms. Okay? After music, if you need to use the bathroom, you can use it in here. But if you need to use it again, use the fellowship hall. Okay? Parents, we are going to be posting pictures. If you are opposed to us posting any of your children's pictures online, please let myself or Sister Laura back there wave your hand. Let us know if you do not want your child posted. We will be more than happy not to have that happen for you. Okay, there is some medical people on the field. Myself, Sister Anna, is she in here? Stand up, Sister Anna. And then there's a couple of guys in the field. So if your child or yourself needs some medical attention, just grab one of us. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like you're ready.
Yeah.
Okay, orange. Leader, where's the orange leader? Good job. Okay, orange. All little orange people. Yeah, they're going to walk with them. Right. Right. Bring the orange people. Come on. If you're the color orange, come on. You guys are crossing the Jordan River. You're going to be one of the first. Do we have all of our orange people? Okay. Orange, wave that flag. I need the yellow leader next. Okay, you wait. Good job. All right. We got one more yellow guy. You coming? Come on. Somebody want to help him along? All right, good job. Okay, yellow. I need the green leader or leaders. Got the biggest group. Okay. You good? Red leader. Where's my red leader? Ah. All right, I think you're good. And last, but not least, blue. Blue, wave your flag so they see it. There you go. There's your leader. Take me to your leaders.